Now joined by Shane Kelly after Limerick's defeat here to Cork in the Munster Championship. Shane, disappointing is the most obvious word that comes to mind, but your summary of that hour's football.
Yeah, you're dead right. It's a bitter pill to swallow. To be fair, we came down here with a game plan. We knew the Cork would have serious quality, and to know that they're off the shoulder running. Like, we had a lot of work done, we had a lot of homework done, and what we were trying to do was contain it, but maybe catch them on the counter attack. To be fair to the coaching staff and the S&Cs, like, we did put a lot of effort in, and I suppose that's the respect you give Cork. Like, I mean, they're a solid side, and look, that team Bobby has made there since he's under 16s, and they've won a minor All Ireland. So, I mean, we knew we were coming down, and then to face them in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, which a lot for these new our boys. They're all young lads, like the likes of Bobby, the Bobbies, and Ty Corrigans, and these boys, like, they're all underage next year. So I suppose we were here and you saw the match. Was the scoreline a true reflection of the beating we got? Personally, myself, I don't think it was. I thought if we didn't concede goals, maybe we would have, you know, the two that hit the post, we could have been a little bit closer. But you can't take from Cork. You can't take from their running off the ball. You can't take from their S&Cs. I mean, they were all physically big, strong men. And then we lost Jack McCarthy and Nimbert Richter to injuries, which, like I said to you, we need the sun to shine on us for all the 60 minutes. And unfortunately, it's a learning curve. It's a hard one to take, as you saw yourselves, but you just got to dust yourself down, I suppose, and pick it up and go at it again next year.
The failure to add to the 2 points, I think it was basically 40 minutes before he scored again, but it allowed Cork to streak away. And I suppose heads naturally, no matter all the preparation you do around those sorts of things, heads will, you know, start to go down that little bit.
Oh yeah, listen, and that's what we were worried about, and that's what we stressed to the lads inside, like, no matter what happens, keep fighting a good fight. As you can see right to the end there with Owen McGrann, the boys, they were trying to push on, and we were trying to do the right things, lads. I mean, you know, we were trying to keep going for that 60 minutes and hopefully kick a few scores, like you said. I mean, even the ones that through inexperience, and I suppose, you know, the likes of the lads, they're taking the quick ones when we really just need to keep the scoreboard ticking over. But they'll learn from that. I mean, I learn from that. Every day is a school day with us, and but it's a tough pill to swallow. At the end of the day, it's a 14-point drubbing. You can't take from the scoreline, and you just got to pick it up, I suppose, and get going again.
If I can ask you lastly, as the competition as a whole, maybe we touched on it last day after on our way off the pitch, the rich seem to get richer in these grades. I mean, it does take nothing away from Cork, the likes of Cork and Kerry. It is difficult for maybe Tip, Limerick, Waterford in particular. I know Clare are going quite well this evening against Kerry, but it's difficult. Is there a path like we've seen at senior intercounty level for maybe a second tier competition that will keep these players developing? Because at the end of the day, you get two championship games, but you know the big boys are going to get 4, 5, and 6. So it, from that point of view, they're going to get stronger.
Yeah, I suppose you're asking my opinion on these things.
Yes.
Personally, myself, right? Like, obviously, this type of competition, it probably at the stage that we're at, we're just not physically strong enough, and we're not up there with, as you said, the Corks and the Kerrys. There's no denying that. What I would have loved to have seen was a Munster B competition. So, for example, say, we all play, just say Cork beat us like tonight, that we'd go into Munster B competition, so maybe Tipperary, who have been beaten, and the likes of Waterford, who have been beaten, you know, that we'd get to maybe a semi-final and then a final of a Munster B. And hopefully that they'd be backdoored in into the All-Ireland again. Because as you said, like, history repeats itself. It's the Corks and Kerrys at the senior level in the football finals. I was with Billy last year, but it's still the Corks and the Kerrys. And it's the Corks and the Kerrys in the 20s. So, like, how do you break that? You can't. Unless we decide to go down another avenue, maybe a B competition after you're knocked out of this competition. And as you said, then try to develop lads and get them playing more inter-county games, like you said. And as you said yourself there, just get them playing with the best of them. But at the moment, no, we're not going to break that cycle until you start developing these boys on S&C programs. And say, for me, tactically, mentally, physically, we're not ticking all them boxes yet. And until you tick them 3 boxes, I think personally you won't compete with these lads at the highest level. But that's just my opinion. You know?
Shane, with many of your squad of this year on the edge again next year, how much was this year a means to an end for 2024?
Yeah, I suppose when we came in, right, as I said last week, look, we were trying to change the culture here. You know, and that's no reflection on anyone that has gone before me. But from being involved with Billy and learning from Billy and Morris Holland and these boys and Beggs, like, we needed to have an S&C program in place, like you said, last year. So these boys, I'm with them only 5 months. So, like, we were running on 5 months in test and see, like you said. So these boys need 12 months S&C. as a means to an end, yeah. Have I exceeded my goals? I'd like to think I have, because I don't think they had won a competition in the or won a game in the Connacht Cup for since it came into fruition. I mean, we got to the final of it, right? I mean, we lost to Clare, but we didn't lose to him by the amount. We lost him in the round robin, as you saw yourself. Waterford was always a banana skin game. Everyone expected us to win that, but you saw what they brought with Efi, like the physicality. And we got to the Munster semi-final. Like you said, is it a means to an end? It probably is. There's no denying it. You're right, it is. But I'd like to think that, you know, we're going on an upward trajectory. I'd hate to think, like you said, that we were lucky in the tip game or we were lucky in the Offaly game. I thought the boys set up well. Anyone that was at it, you see that they were all Ireland champions, as you said yourself, 2 years ago. You know, they were a good side. But we just need to, I suppose, we just need to get a bit more quality and a bit more physical. And I think if we ticked in boxes, like I said to you, I think, you know what, I'm not going to guarantee you we're in once the finals, but I'd like to think we'd be competitive, like tonight, but with a bit more skill, a bit more technically, tactically. And I think, do you know what, is there a light there? I'd like to think there is. And just with the county board backing us and pumping the money into it, we might get a conveyor belt going. Hopefully we'll get someone on it. I don't know, but we'll get the belt going anyway, do you know?
Thanks a minute, Jeff.